the charity of the week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Christine Payne and I'm from the Motor Neurone Disease Association here in the Isle of Man.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The charity was actually set up in 1993. Up until then, there'd been no help or support for people who've got motor neurone disease on the Isle of Man. Nobody knew very much about the illness either. It wasn't sort of in the public eye at all, as it is now. And we're there actually to provide practical assistance and help for people and families who are living with motor neurone disease.
Tell us about your team.
We're a small local committee, a very hardworking little band of fundraisers. We all have personal experience of motor neurone disease, so we all kind of know where it's coming from. On the other side of the charity, we've got visitors who are completely independent of the fundraising committee, and they are the ones who provide the practical support and help for people with motor neurone disease.
Who is the charity for?
Well, it's primarily for people and families who have got motor neurone disease in their lives. It's a very difficult time for anybody to find themselves in that situation because it's not a curable illness at the moment. So we work for them. And the other thing we also do is about research, but I will come to research later.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Basically, we'll work with anybody who'll help us. We are dependent on donations. But we often find that motor neurone disease is not something you forget once you've come into contact with it. So people pitch up maybe years later and decide that they'll do the parish walk in memory of somebody. We get support from lots of different places simply because it is in that sort of public memory.
What are your main goals?
Certainly on the island, and because we are an independent Manx charity, we do just support people on the Isle of Man. We just aim to make life easier for them. Time can be very short when you've got an illness like MND, so we're able to help quickly without delay because we are independent and we can just sort of decide things for ourselves within our charity. In the slightly bigger picture, we do support research because research is the only way that there's ever going to be a cure for motor neurone disease. So if we do find ourselves occasionally with extra cash, that's where it goes. We send it to the MND Association in the UK to be used for research.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Really, I expect us to be carrying on in much the same way as we are. Sadly, there is a turnover of people with motor neurone disease, possibly more than some people would think. So we just continue to offer practical help and support for those people, and again, research in the longer term as well. But not too much of a change really. Just carry on doing what we're doing.
How is the charity funded?
Well, we're funded through donations, occasional legacies, which are always very welcome. Some people are kind enough to give a regular giving, just maybe a fiver a month. It does add up. We get donations from third parties who hold events for us, small social groups on the island, all sorts of people really who just think of us and send us donations. We do our own fundraising throughout the year as well, fairly sort of small local events. Our big one each year is our Christmas fair in November, but we do coffee mornings and smaller events as well, just also to keep us in the public eye really, so people know we're here if we're needed.
How can people support you?
Donations are the big way forward for us, obviously, and to support any events that we do put on. But with donations, it means that we can channel funds where it's needed on the island, and as I say, when it's needed. We do things very quickly.
Where can people find out more?
They can email me at the MND Association at manx.net, or look on our Facebook page. We try and keep that up to date as well.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.